It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in this market on this Monday morning?
Well, you know, I wouldn't exactly call it hot, but I'd say lukewarm, and that is going to be the soybeans and the soybean meal market. Both of them continue to have support because of concerns about what's going on with South American weather and strong demand. Of course, soybeans saw some heavy selling last week, and the rumors are that China was in about 3 million metric tons. We know of two of them that they bought. That's been announced already. So the market's anticipating a little bit more sales. And then, of course, soybean meal because of the demand, because of the short supply in Argentina.
That spills over to that soybean oil market too, right?
It does. You know, they actually performed well last week, but it's been under some pressure as we've been seeing some spread trading between oil and meal. But I think now that we're starting to see crush numbers increase a little bit, that might, oil might be able to get a little bit of support out of that.
What's not hot with this market then?
Well, we got to go with corn and cattle. I mean, corn put in new contract lows last week, mainly because of the pressure coming from USDA's report that increased stocks because of a bigger than expected increase in yield. So the corn market certainly is struggling right now. And then you got the cattle markets, which just put in a brutal week last week, losing, $10, $11, $12. And, in the last 6 weeks, I think we've lost $44 in the feeder cattle market and half that in the live cattle market. So right now, the idea of bigger supplies and slower demand is hurting cattle.
What does it take to turn that around?
I think it would take, if we could see the economy stabilize a little bit, and if we could start to see boxed meat prices stabilize, and then a little bit more demand on the domestic side, I think that would certainly help the cattle markets. But we're going into the Thanksgiving season and Christmas holiday. Beef is not normally what's featured at this time frame.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.